Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's National Great Poetry Reading Day today. I wrote a poem about it, and it's not great, so I'm not going to read it. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. I'm Russ. And here's what you need to know about today. It is National Superhero Day today. Why? Well, a bunch of employees over at Marvel created National Superhero Day back in 1995. And it's not just for any superhero in particular. It could be any of them. You just pick your favorite. Just don't pick one of the bad guys, right? They should get their own day. It's all about the superheroes today. And what can you do? Well, I mean, come on, you can throw on a cape. You could just stay at home and be that invisible hero guy. That works too. There's plenty of things that you can do to be a superhero, including eating a lot of blueberry pie, because it's National Blueberry Pie Day today as well. Blueberry pie goes back to 1872. And okay, you know, I've got to tell you about the biggest one, right? Yeah. In 2012, Russians celebrated one of their city's 70th anniversaries by making a huge blueberry pie. It weighed 661 pounds. The interesting thing about this one was it was just like this straight pie. It wasn't the shape of a pie that we think of, the round shape. No, it was just a long, long pie that they created. You know, with all this stuff going on with United States and Russia and all of that right now, I think it's due time for us to claim that record here in the States. So if somebody could be my superhero and bake a gigantic blueberry pie today, that would be fantastic. I would really appreciate it, as would all of your country. I should play like the national anthem underneath that, but maybe we'll fix that in post. It's also National Bravehearts Day today, which celebrates the brave families who have been fighting pediatric cancer. Another one today is Denim Day. Okay, what is that? Well, you're thinking it's just about wearing jeans. No, it is about wearing jeans, but millions of people across the world are supposed to wear jeans today, including you. Put them on, because the purpose is to support the survivors and educate themselves and others about all forms of sexual violence. You can learn more about this one at denimdayinfo.com. All right. It's also Workers' Memorial Day today, which is a day of memory of those that were killed or injured on the job. So Workers' Memorial Day today. And then, as I mentioned in the beginning, National Great Poetry Reading Day. I have never written a great poem. Oh, wait, no, I have. Yeah, I am a published poet. In my college newspaper, they printed a poem that I wrote. It was about strip poker. So I don't know if you can call me a poet, but hey, come on, I'm published. So maybe, I guess you could. All right, when we come back, we will talk about our events for today. We'll see you in a second. Write with confidence. Just head over to the description of the podcast, click on the link for Grammarly, and sign up. All right, let's take a look at our events for today. On this day in 1967, Muhammad Ali refused his induction into the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War. He was 25 years old, and there was the whole draft thing happening back then. You'd see, and actually you can watch these on YouTube, the draft lottery, where they pull out the letters, and if your name starts with that particular letter, then you've got a report. It's crazy to watch and think about being, or having a kid of age to go into the army. Okay, why did he refuse to go into the army? Well, he was citing religious reasons. However, they said, no, you're evading the draft. So they convicted him of draft evasion. They stripped him of his heavyweight title. They suspended him from boxing. They sentenced him to 5 years in prison and fined him $10,000. Well, guess what? He didn't have to serve any jail time. He went to appeal, and it all went all the way up to the Supreme Court on June 28th of 1971. In the case of Clay versus the United States, they overturned by a unanimous decision. He was used to unanimous decisions, right? They said, no, we're overturning this. You don't have to go to jail. You don't have to pay the fine. And maybe you can go do a little boxing. So he did that. He went back to boxing shortly after and became the only three-time heavyweight champion in sports history. If you have not seen Will Smith playing Ali in that movie, oh man, I love that movie. I'm going to go watch it again tonight, just in honor of this one. In 1969, on this day, the president of France, Charles de Gaulle, resigned. Why? Well, the day before, the French rejected a bill to set up new regents in the country and to renew the Senate. The thing is, he really wanted to have this pass, and a few days before, he told the French population that if it didn't pass, he would step down. Well, he followed through on that and stepped down on this day. He had been president of France since 1959. Look at that, a politician sticking to their word. Gotta love that. In 1990, Guns N' Roses Axl Rose married Aaron Everly. Okay, you know the name, right? Everly? You know, the Everly brothers. Yeah, Don Everly, one of the duos there. I'm going to go ahead and say he was one of the brothers. He was her dad. Aaron was in the Sweet Child of Mine music video, and her and Axel, they dated for about 4 years. The couple then went to Vegas and got married in Cupid's Wedding Chapel. And you know, if you get married in Cupid's Wedding Chapel and you're a celebrity, everything is just going to work out fine, right? Well, not so much. 10 months after the Las Vegas wedding, they were divorced. And then in March of 1994, Aaron put up a lawsuit against Axl Rose, saying that he had subjected her to physical and emotional abuse during this frequent bouts of unpredictable rage that he had. Axl denied everything, and this was eventually settled outside of court. The same thing happened, though, to Axl. He dated Stephanie Seymour. Everybody remembers that one back in 1991, and that sort of the same thing happened. So who knows what's going on there. This makes me think of divorces and the high-profile divorces. And so I did a quick search here and found, okay, what was the highest price divorce? Well, that one's easy. In 2019, Jeff Bezos divorced Mackenzie Bezos. That was the most expensive divorce ever. Mackenzie had about $38 billion, and that's adjusted for inflation. And then Rupert Murdoch was divorced back in 1999. Now, these didn't happen on this day. I'm just, you know, talking about some of these crazy expensive divorces. That one, the Rupert Murdoch one, $1.7 billion. That's about $2.6 billion. Adjusted for inflation now. And then, of course, the Tiger Woods back in 2010. That was also an expensive divorce at about $710 million. Plenty of expensive divorces out there. So I guess the lesson here is don't get married in Cupid's Wedding Chapel in Vegas. I've never been. I don't know. But yeah. and maybe know each other a little longer than a couple of weeks, too. That's always good advice. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. James Monroe, you know, the president. Well, he was born on this day in 1758. Too Short was born on this day in 1966. The comedian, I guess we'll call him the comedian, former Tonight Show host Jay Leno. I find him funny sometimes. 71 today. Jessica Alba. okay, now her, I'd go to that Cuban chapel. She's beautiful and loaded. She's 40 years old today. That's your look at April 28th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, just head over to our website and let us know. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.